Brian Roach, Wexford club member. You have been working hard over the last couple of months to put together this fantastic launch that's happening on Saturday evening over at the Riverbank. Can you tell us more about it, please?
Sean, certainly, well, not just myself alone, but certainly I kind of originally came up with the idea and had certain help along the way. And, you know, three different club members and whatever have been helping me along the way in different bits and pieces. And the whole idea that I came up with was to do a good road safety demonstration. And after talking to some local services, the emergency services, Coast Guard and the RNLI, we came up with a plan that would do a simulated road traffic accident over at the Riverbank House Hotel in the waste ground belonging to the Wexford County Council. And so basically the simulation of the accident is that a car would have been travelling past the Riverbank House Hotel, who are our core sponsors, and they would have, on impact with the edge of the bridge, they would land down into the waste area, and the whole scenario of it is to promote the height of road safety as much as we can. So front seat passenger wasn't wearing a seatbelt or won't be wearing a seatbelt and would have been ejected on impact and ended up into the river. Now, it sounds a bit extreme, but you never know the day something like this might happen. Basically, follow on from that then is we have the RNLI will launch and they will do a search and recovery in the river for that casualty. They will recover the casualty to the new slipway that's built over there, where two ground units, Ross Lair and Curraghclough Coast Guard units, the ground Coast Guard units, will take over from there, and they will ready the casualty then for a medevac with Rescue 117 out of Waterford if she's available to prior that she's not already on a rescue. Going from that then, Sean, we'll go back there and we'll talk about the incident itself. On the other hand, we have a driver then. The driver gets out of the car unscathed, and he's acting the scene that he's been on the phone, he's been texting, he's been driving a bit hard and under the influence of alcohol, and it's all complementary to what's happening and what happened and which caused the accident. So therefore, you have one other passenger remaining in the car, in the back of the car, and both Russell Rally Rescue then and Leinster Rally Rescue kick into gear there. They will work with Wexford Order of Malta and take the guys out on whatever injuries they have and deal with it from there. The other part then is this: when the car would have landed in the area, it would have actually, when it landed on impact, it would have actually landed into and crashed into another car that was just happened to be into the car park. So there'll be one casualty in that. And again, Russell Rally Rescue and Leinster Rally Rescue will look after that department there as well. And the Order of Malta, and of course the local Gardaí will be on scene as well. It promises to be a good, strong point that it'll drive the force home to the local people and to the people of County Wexford and further afield of road safety is paramount in this country. It needs to be brought a little bit further than it is, and everybody is doing their little bit, and that's why Wexford Motor Club, with all these services, are doing this event this weekend, along with just before our launch. It's starting at 4:30 on the dot, and our launch then will be at 6. And we hope to have some nice little display of a few rally cars and a couple of sports cars, maybe. And hopefully, we will have one or two surprises along the line of who might be around to launch the Wexford Stages Rally for 2014. So basically, that's kind of the idea at the moment. On the other keynote to it, Road Safety Authority of Ireland have kindly sent us down some merchandise to give away on the day, which is basically some bibs and stuff for kids and stuff, and some of the elder generation as well. So there'll be plenty there for everyone to see and to look at. And hopefully, if the helicopter has a bit of time, it might land on the grounds and the general public might get to look a little bit closer to it, but I don't think anyone will be allowed in. It's a quite expensive piece of equipment, so I don't think it's not a rally car we're talking about here. It's about the price of about 20 of them.
Brian, you've seemed to put an awful lot of work into this over the last number of months, and often talking to you on the phone prior to this idea that this was this was going to be an idea and a half. We see other more clubs doing launches that just involve rally car, guest speaker, but you have just gone all out with this one.
Yeah, well, it's kind of something like, road safety with me goes back a long, long way. It comes from the heart, with something that popped it from, goes back a long, long way, as I said, you know, I'm not going to get into it, but, you know, we are a motorsport club. We promote motorsport, which is in itself, it's a, you know, I don't have to tell you what it is. Motorsport is motorsport, and what happens, happens, and that's it. But we have to try and promote a little bit of road safety that goes along with it. We don't like to have the wannabes on the side of the road ending up casualties in the local hospital on the weekend of our rally. So this is the, you know, this is the idea, to try and promote to people and show them what it actually does take. Like, simple instance, like the cost of the helicopter, if it does arrive, which I'm 99% sure it will be there on the day, the cost of that unit alone just to be there is just in the region of €8,000 or €9,000. So that's just one unit. So you're talking, you add it all up, the rest of the services, you know, on Garda Síochána and all the rest of it. And that's it, you know. It costs a lot of money. So people need to realise what's actually happening out there. And please, don't use your phone when you're driving. Don't drink. Do use your seatbelt and drive carefully.
And all this information can be found on www.welshmotorclub.ie, their Facebook page. I know we have a small bit going up on our own Facebook page there during the week as well.
That's true, Sean. Everything is there for everybody to see. And of course, the RSA's website is also there for anybody who wants to find out any more information on some road safety. We will have plenty of stuff there for everybody. Anyone that wants to ask some questions, there will be a few people around that can answer the questions for them. And hopefully it'll be a good, enjoyable day. And starting at 4:30 on the dot. The main launch then, the press launch is at 6. And inside then later on we'll have some guest speakers and some DVDs and a bit of crack and the usual stuff. Just the usual stuff that goes on. A bit of fun and something to look at, a little bit different. Hopefully the weather will be fine.
Well, Brian, we'll be here on Saturday evening at 4 o'clock to see what's going on.
I will, anyway.
Thanks very much, Brian.
No problem, Sean.